Do you remember what it was like to dream as a child? To imagine yourself a doctor, a nurse, a cowboy, or a fireman? What happened to those dreams? It's not too late to recapture the wonder that dreams can inspire. Join us on Beyond Today as we help you create something that can change your life. A list of dreams, your very own spiritual bucket list.
Join our host, Darris McNeely, and his guests as they help you understand your future on Beyond Today.
The Bucket List is a recent Hollywood movie starring Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman. It's a story about two men, both with terminal cancer. They meet in the hospital room they share while being treated. The Freeman character, faced with his own mortality, begins writing down a list of things that he would like to do and places that he'd like to see before he kicks the bucket. The Nicholson character sees the list and provides the money and the means for the two men to start accomplishing their goals. The story progresses as the men realize their ambitions and cross the items off their list. But along the way, something happens in the story that elevates the plot to more than just two men jetting around the world and seeing the grand sights. The two men actually begin to help each other overcome the barriers that life and circumstance have a way of creating. The idea of a bucket list is nothing new. It can be called a list of goals or dreams to achieve with your life. I first heard about such a list of lifetime goals when I was a college student in the early 1970s. You see, once a year in the college that I attended, they would bring in an explorer by the name of John Goddard to lecture and to show us a film about one of his daring world adventures. When John Goddard was a young man of age 15, he wrote out a list of 127 adventures and accomplishments he wanted to do. He wanted to travel the Nile. He wanted to read all of the classics. He wanted to study native medicine and bring back useful ones. He spent his life doing what he wrote on that list. From what I can discover, Goddard accomplished most, if not all, the items on his list before dying of cancer. I had the opportunity to meet John Goddard when he was visiting our campus one day. He was a delightful man to be around. But really, I didn't pick up on the idea of creating my own list of adventures till several years went by. A very good friend of mine gave a talk one day about the idea of having dreams and building a dream list of things to see and things to do in your life. My friend had read a book with that idea, and he was motivated to share the thought with his employees and his good friends. It was then that I caught on to the idea, and it has made a big difference in my life. You see, the idea is very simple. What if you could do, or have, or become anything that you could think of? What would that be? What would it include? If you were assured of success and had unlimited time, talent, money, knowledge, and confidence, and support from your family, what would you like to do with your life? Write those dreams down in a list. Then start out to make each one happen. That's it. It's really a very simple idea, and yet it's a profound idea. Why is this important? Well, here's the reason. I think it's a vital key to making life, your life, work in a very satisfying manner without any regrets. Dreaming lets us live a large life filled with meaning. It's a key to recapturing the imagination of childhood and attaching it to the realities of adult life. It's also a key to helping us unlock the meaning of life as God intended. When I was a child, I did a lot of dreaming. I used to dream about being a cowboy, or a soldier, or a superhero. I'd dress up in a costume, run out in the backyard, run through the neighborhood, and dream that I was anything that caught up my imagination. It may have been a movie. It may have been a television show I'd seen that day. And for the next few days, I'd be that larger-than-life person or hero that I had seen until I became someone else that I wanted to be. But, you know, somewhere in my life, I quit dreaming. I don't remember when or just how it happened. Maybe someone discouraged me and told me to grow up, get real. Maybe it was just the pressure to conform to someone else's image of life. Maybe it was just the reality of everyday life, going to work, dealing with human nature that caused my dreams to evaporate. There's an ad line that says, life comes at you fast, and it's true in many ways. But before it gets completely away from you, pick up your pen, pick up your paper, and start dreaming again. Make a list. Write your dreams from a firm foundation in the Bible, the Word of God. It's there that you will find the answers to the meaning of your life. Once you discover that meaning, you will have the key to unlock the understanding of the universe. On this program, A Spiritual Bucket List, we're offering you a booklet that perhaps is one of the most important booklets we could offer to you on our program. It's a booklet entitled, What is Your Destiny? In this booklet, you will begin to see and understand spiritual truths that are hidden from most people that will unlock the meaning of your life. This idea of dreams and a bucket list is really a way to begin thinking about a higher purpose for your life. Why were you born? What's the real purpose for your life? Well, you can know and you can understand the answers to these critical questions. Understanding the meaning of your life and the purpose God has designed for all mankind is at the heart of life. It is the franchise question, that one indispensable question of your life. This booklet, What is Your Destiny, will help you discover what that is. Request your free copy today. You can call toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or go online to beyondtoday.tv. The booklet will help you discover the real meaning of your life as revealed in the Bible. You know, this idea of dreaming does have a basis in God's Word, the Bible. It's there that we see many examples of many dreams or visions where God would show His will or part of His plan to men. There's the story of Jacob, the patriarch, who had a dream of a ladder stretching up into the heavens and angels going up and down on that ladder. Various kings and rulers had visions and dreams with which they needed to consult with the men of God to help understand what those dreams and visions meant. One of the most stirring dreams in the Bible is that Joseph had, the patriarch Joseph, when he dreamed of his future role in saving his family. It's a well-known story told in the book of Genesis. It says in Genesis chapter 37 that Joseph had a dream, and he told this dream to his brothers. Please, he said, hear this dream which I have dreamed. Now, Joseph's dream was of his brothers and his father bowing down and serving him. An unusual dream for a young man to have. Joseph was the youngest of the sons. His decision to tell his brothers didn't go over too well. The hatred, the envy that was generated by that revelation led in a roundabout way to really the fulfillment of the dream. Joseph, as you know, was sold into slavery by his brothers, and he wound up in Egypt as a steward in the home of a man named Potiphar, a very high government official. One intrigue led to another, and God gave Joseph the ability to understand dreams. This gift eventually landed him before Pharaoh, who himself had had a very troubling dream. Pharaoh's dreams of fat corn devoured by lean corn and fat cows devoured by skinny cows had he and his counselors baffled. Joseph's interpretation told Pharaoh to expect 7 years of plentiful harvest followed by 7 years of very severe famine. He told the leader of Egypt to find a man to prepare for what was to come. Well, it seems Pharaoh saw the right man standing before him. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, look, I have set you over the land of Egypt. And so Pharaoh took his signet ring off of his hand and he put it on Joseph's hand and he clothed him in the garments of fine linen, the account tells us. And he put a gold chain around his neck and he set Joseph over all the land of Egypt. And so at age 30, Joseph was in charge of a massive national homeland security program for Egypt. God had moved events to this end, and Joseph's dream was about to come to pass. Years later, after preparing Egypt for the famine and his brothers coming down to buy grain, Joseph reveals himself in an emotional scene in the Bible. What's important to understand is Joseph's conclusion about all that had happened to him. Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. But now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life. So now it was not you who sent me here, but God. Throughout his odyssey, Joseph was sustained by his faith in God. Perhaps the dream that God gave him as a young man played a very significant part as well. At some point, Joseph put it all together. He connected the dots, and he understood that his life had always been the hands of God, and all that had happened to him was of God's design. Joseph accepted the dream and yielded his life to God. The dream framed his life and became the overarching vision that sustained him and drove him forward. Now, God has given us a dream, a vision of his eternal kingdom. It's the goal of our life, and it's what drives us forward, giving us purpose and meaning. It's what is explained in this booklet we're offering today. Like Joseph's dream, it molds and shapes our life. Our own dreams have a way of shaping our own life in large and meaningful ways. The overarching dream of the kingdom of God is what defines a very large life. God's word gives us definition and clarity on our quest for that kingdom. The vision of the kingdom of God is what helps us define a very large and an exciting life filled with meaning and accomplishment. That life, should you choose, can be a preparation, a staging ground for a role in something far bigger than what we now see. God is right now preparing for a world to come that is beyond our biggest imagination. If we really believe that, we will effectively translate that dream, that vision, into not only a life of faith, but also a life of physical accomplishment in preparation for the world to come. Under this dream of God's kingdom, you and I can build successful lives that fulfill all of the different dreams that we may have. All we have to do is go about that job. You know, I have a dream list, and though my list has a number of physical dreams, they always point me to the higher goal. Recently, I had the opportunity to fulfill one of those dreams by traveling to the Grand Canyon in Arizona and to accomplish something that I had wanted to do for more than 11 years. Along with a group of friends, I entered the Grand Canyon from the North Rim, traversed the whole expanse more than 24 miles, and came out on the South Rim 2 days later. My rim-to-rim experience was really the fulfillment of my own personal physical dream, a long-held desire to do something big, adventurous, and something important, at least to me. It was a moment of satisfaction when I crossed this item off my dream list, and I was able to say, mission accomplished in that way, and it was a tremendously satisfying feeling. Years ago, I constructed a list of things that I wanted to do and places that I wanted to see in my life. I've been working on that list ever since. There are several big projects on my list. Having done this latest hike has motivated me to also examine that list again with renewed energy. Now, how did I get that dream, my small dream of a hike through the Grand Canyon, how did I get it done? Well, first, I did nothing more complicated than write it down. And then I collected information on the route, the specifics of how to get it done. Next, with a group of friends, we set a date to do it. We made reservations. Then came the task of getting in shape to make the hike. It involved regular workouts to build the stamina and the endurance. This dream was not going to be done without being in good physical condition. Finally, the day came to go down into the canyon and to make the hike. 2 days later, it was done. This one dream of mine, though entirely physical, helps me, even to this day, stay focused on living a life by a plan and not by accident. That's how we tie in the physical to the overarching dream of the spiritual. You have to set your dreams and then put in place the goals that will help you achieve the dream. You see, dreams by themselves don't happen. They're not going to just happen by just writing them down. That's only the first step. Unless you have goals. Now, goals are like the bridges that link us to the dream. You can't just dream in a vacuum. You have to put in the work. How about you? What are your dreams? Would you like to become a doctor? An engineer? A computer programmer? To accomplish your dreams may require training or further education. Perhaps you need a mentor to help you learn a trade or a craft. Maybe it's getting a handle on your personal finances to achieve a dream of owning a home or property. Write them down on your list. The point is to set yourself a list of specific, achievable goals to help you along the path toward your dream. Write it down. Plan it. It will happen. What's next for me? Well, there are a few big trips to places that hold an attraction to me on my list. God willing, I'll be able to see them in the coming years. But I've also added some other dreams to my list that are not solely centered on just my ambitions. Time and events and perhaps a bit of maturity have tempered my dreams. I now want to do something big and good for other people. I'd like to leave something behind that's more than just a list of things with just a line drawn through them. Putting in place some large foundation stones that serve others for a long time is really now at the top of my priority list. God has given us a very large dream of His coming kingdom to replace the failed kingdoms and dreams of man. It's a dream of a world at peace, with everyone learning of His ways that lead to cooperation and stability. No more broken systems that lead to the cycles of human suffering and pain. It's a dream, a vision that will come to pass. It's what frames a noble life of seeking the right goal. My life has been framed by this dream of the kingdom of God. It has guided every major decision I've made. It's the one dream that I pursue each day. And frankly, it's the reason I get out of bed each day. If it's not yours, it can be. Christ told His disciples to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. This is the one dream to put at the top of your personal bucket list. Framing your life with the hope of the kingdom of God will shape your life toward the one great purpose God has planned for you. I am hard at work pursuing the dreams on my list. If you haven't taken the time to start yours, I encourage you to do it now. Write it down on a piece of paper, the dreams you want to accomplish in your life. Doing this is a forward-thinking approach that projects you into the future. It helps you break free of the limitations that you or others have put on yourself. Writing your dreams down in a list is a commitment that helps you crystallize your thoughts and actions. It's the first step. Take some time for yourself. Create a list of things you want to see or do to create a broad and meaningful life. I guarantee it will be a life-changing exercise for you. When we return, we'll see just how you can begin to realize the most important dream of your life. Stay with us.
Most people don't like the idea that if you're good, you go to heaven and play on harp music and sit in a cloud forever. If that's what you think too, then you need to read the exciting facts in your free copy of What Is Your Destiny? Call 1-888-886-8632 or go to beyondtoday.tv. If you also don't think human destiny should include being tortured and burned forever if you mess up, you'll be excited to learn that people who mess up don't burn forever. If you think that, you need the surprising, positive, inspiring, and encouraging facts about human destiny not explained by religion, education, or philosophy today. What Is Your Destiny will give you a whole new approach toward looking at life. It's absolutely free by calling 1-888-886-8632 or going to beyondtoday.tv. What is your destiny? Do you really know? Find out now. Does God really exist? Scientists now say you can prove it. What's the best way to rear your children for success? Questions need positive answers to the world's greatest issues and your personal ones as well. That's what you'll get when you get your free subscription to the Good News Magazine. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free subscription. You'll be glad you did.
And we are back to Beyond Today. We are helping you today to create your own spiritual bucket list. You just saw an ad for the Good News Magazine, which when you go online and order today's featured booklet, What Is Your Destiny?, you will have the opportunity, should you choose, to subscribe to a one-year subscription to the Good News Magazine, which will come to you, providing you with a number of different articles regarding Christian living, Bible teaching, Bible prophecy, and other matters that will help you in your understanding of God's Word. The Good News Magazine, free online at beyondtoday.tv. I'm joined with the Beyond Today panel, Steve Myers and Gary Petty. Gentlemen, this subject is one that's very exciting to me, and I wonder what it is that is the biggest dream or goal that a person could write down on their own spiritual bucket list.
You know, I've thought about this a lot in life, and it's always the goal, the end, determines how you get there. So you have to know the goal first. You have to know the dream first. Then you know how to figure out how to get there. I've often thought about what I would want on my epitaph. You know, what would people see when they see those few words that say, this is what this man's life was all about. And I've thought about what God said about David in the Bible. This was a man after his own heart. And I think when I think of my life and the goals of my life, that's my dream. That at the end, people can say this was a man.
So that's at the top of your bucket list.
That's at the top of my list. Yes.
Yeah. I wonder about a spiritual bucket list. If most of us have really put together a list in that sense, I think we have hopes and we have dreams in some sense, but most of it focuses around things that are happening now. And to think of a spiritual one, I think it puts it in a different category. In that, you know, most probably just think, well, if I'm a decent person when I die, I can go to heaven. And that's probably the extent of most of our spiritual lists. And yet God has so much more in mind. That is not going to happen. That is not what your Bible says. There's so much more that God has in mind. In fact, maybe you can put it in terms of the Olympics. Remember many years ago they started with the ultimate basketball players. And what did they do? They put together the dream team.
The dream team.
The dream team. You want a dream? An awesome actual dream that will come to pass is God's dream team. A family. The family of God is coming to pass. That should be at the top of people's spiritual bucket list.
You raise a good point there that perhaps a lot of people just haven't thought about doing this. That's one of the reasons I chose to do a program on this subject, because I think it's such an exciting project, a lifelong project for people to do, and well worth one's investment, even though they may have never thought about it. It took me a while to catch on to it as well. You know, we talk about the purpose of human life. What exactly is the purpose of human life? What is your destiny? We have this booklet that we're offering, What is Your Destiny? What are people going to find when they delve into that subject?
When you understand the purpose for your life, why you were created, that you were created to have a personal relationship with your Creator, God, right now, and to spend eternity with Him in His family. Eternity. Now, you talk about a dream, and it's an incredible eternity. It doesn't have the suffering and the pain and the problems we go through right now. And how you can learn to be a child of God right now in relationship and in reality forever in His family. That dream just should shape everything you do in life.
Yeah, God's got a big dream in that sense. Yeah. He's got the dream of putting together a spiritual family, and it can include us. I mean, what a fantastic dream. That is big plans, big dreams, big ideals that each of us should have at the top of our list. And so, like your plan for your trip when you went to the Grand Canyon,
yes,
we have to figure out what is that all about. So that means we've got to do our research. We've got to get into our Bible. We've got to understand what that's all about and what big plans does God have for me, for you. What does He have in mind? And if we don't know what that is, that means we've got to dig it out and do the research and begin to open our minds to the truth of what God has to say. And I think when we do that, then we're going to see there's so much more that God has in mind, not only for the future, but right now in this present life, will be tremendous. So awesome things.
And you have to buy into that dream.
Yeah.
You have to buy into what God is offering, and it becomes yours. You understand, you share the same dream as the Creator of the universe.
Well, I use the term the franchise. This is the franchise doctrine, teaching of the Bible, as far as I'm concerned, the purpose for human life, what God is doing with human life on this earth. That's the franchise. That's what everything revolves around. You build that dream team around one player, and it becomes a franchise player, and you build your life around that understanding, that truth from the Word of God, which really is an amazing revelation.
You use that word overarching.
Yes.
And I think that's a great word, because it gives that idea that this shapes our entire life. Mm-hmm. It gives our life meaning, that it's just not about accumulating things, or it's just not about finances, that there's more to it than that. And God's got an eternity plan that includes us. And that should govern our lives and how we behave and how we act and the things that we do and how we treat one another and how we relate to our Creator.
And it changes everything. You know, when you understand what you're just talking about, what we're talking about here, it changes everything. Your motivations, your purpose, your priorities, your expectations of life, and all the other good things that happen in life, your physical expectations change. And they are shaped and molded by that, and life becomes an adventure. Christianity is an adventure.
It's a rugged adventure.
It's a tough at times, but even that has purpose.
Yes.
Because you understand the dream. All dreams have a price, and you're willing to pay that price, that price to have that dream, to buy into that dream.
A change of perspective, too,
because
it's not, well, it's the old phrase, it's not just a destination, it's a journey. Mm-hmm. So it's not just about the end, but how you get there. And so God's got a journey planned out for us in that sense, that we can choose to follow His way. We can have eternity in His kingdom. Be a family member in the the kingdom of God. I mean, what an awesome blessing that that is. And we can choose to live that way now so we can have the blessings. I mean, Christ promised that we could have life abundantly. And when we make that the overarching goal in our life, then it's going to affect everything that we do.
You know, we use the term here, having a relationship with God. And when you really stop and break that down in your thoughts, that involves a divine relationship, because you're having one with the Creator God. But there's a sense of divinity about that. And really, that draws you into the knowledge that one will gain from by understanding our destiny. It is to become a part of the divine family of God. And that is a knowledge and understanding that most people don't understand. It's been lost.
Divinity is something, or becoming a spiritual, literal being.
Yes.
Happens because God does something to us and we grow into that. And that's why you have to visualize that. You have to visualize being part of that family so that you can see it, you buy into it, and you live your life driving towards that point.
Yeah, divinity is not something inherent within our life.
God gives it.
That's a gift from God, and only God can give that. We don't have that. How is it that a person begins traveling down this road?
I just said you have to visualize it, and really that's the first step. You have to see it. You have to go to the Scripture, and you have to see what God is offering to you, and you say, I want that, and I choose it. First step.
Yeah, why were you born? What is your destiny? If you can't answer that question, get the booklet. That'll help you on your way. Read your Bible, see what God has planned, and take that first step in that journey. And then as you begin to see what that journey is entitling, what it means, then you've got to make that step and make that choice and follow what God teaches.
Start putting your bucket list together right now and put at the top of it understanding your purpose in life and your destiny. When we come back, we're going to talk just a little bit more about this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Is mankind destined to inherit and inhabit the entire universe, or will he end in a simple flash of the sun? Find out the spectacular truth you've never heard before explained in your free copy of What is Your Destiny? Go to beyondtoday.tv or call 1-888-886-8632 to find out. A mystery not known or believed today by religion or philosophy. Get your free copy of What is Your Destiny? Go to the web or call now.
What's your dream? To become famous? To get rich? To end hunger and poverty? Is it to become a doctor who discovers a cure for cancer? Maybe you want to be the best possible mom and dad. What indeed is your dream? Write it down. Make your list, your spiritual bucket list. Begin today to realize your dream of a bigger life than what you now have. But first, make sure you understand why you were born and what your destiny is. It's the starting point for a truly successful life. God has revealed far bigger dreams, a reality for your life, than anything you could imagine for yourself. God has a place for you as His child, a part of His eternal spiritual family. It's an overarching dream or goal that can frame your life from this day forward. It's your reality. It's your destiny. For Beyond Today, I'm Darris McNeely. Thanks for watching.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv. Please join us again next week on Beyond Today.